News. I'm Laura Winters. Calls growing louder for university presidents at Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to step down after anti-Semitism rages on college campuses. These three women called to testify on Capitol Hill earlier in the week and could not answer questions as to why nothing has been done to stop the hate speech with protesters calling for the genocide of Jews. Under intense pressure, Harvard President Claudine Gay apologizing after her testimony, saying in a statement, calls for violence against our Jewish community, threats to our Jewish students have no place at Harvard and will never go unchallenged. At the University of Pennsylvania, one alumni pulling a $100 million donation. Now, this comes as there is a huge rise in anti-Semitism across the country. Shots fired outside Temple Israel, a synagogue in Albany, New York. Police say the shooter shouting, "Free Palestine," no one injured there. In other news, tennis great Chris Evert diagnosed again with cancer. She says treatments will force her to miss her job as an analyst for ESPN at next month's Australian Open. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer a year ago. She hopes to return to her broadcasting duties later next year. And Oscar-nominated actor Ryan O'Neal has passed away at the age of 82. His son, Patrick, confirming the news on social media, writing, "My dad passed away peacefully today with his loving team by his side supporting him and loving him as he would us. He is a Hollywood legend, full stop." He also spoke of his father's relationship with Charlie's Angel star Farrah Fawcett, who died back in 2009 at the age of 62 from cancer. "Ryan never bragged," he writes, "but he has bragging rights in heaven, especially when it comes to Farrah. Everyone had the poster, he had the real McCoy, and now they meet again." This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Fresh off the fourth GOP debate at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa earlier this week, Nikki Haley back in Iowa Friday campaigning in Sioux City, saying she just needs to have a good showing there. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, whose campaign has yet to catch fire with voters, says he has no plan of dropping out of the race at this time and is focusing his efforts on campaigning in Michigan. Now, looking at some of the recent polling in New Hampshire ahead of the GOP primary there, a CNN survey finds Christie in third place with 14% of the vote, Nikki Haley at 20%, and former President Trump with 42% of the vote as it stands right now. Most political analysts and observers say that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis won the fourth debate in Alabama, garnering the most applause in the audience, but his campaign is also struggling. In other news, award-winning actor Ryan O'Neal has passed at the age of 82, his son Patrick confirming the news on social media, writing, "My dad passed away peacefully today with his loving team by his side, supporting him and loving him as he would us. He is a Hollywood legend, full stop." His son also speaking of his dad's relationship with Charlie's Angel star Farrah Fawcett, who died back in 2009 at the age of 62 from cancer. "Ryan never bragged," he writes, "but he has bragging rights in heaven, especially when it comes to Farrah. Everyone had the poster. He had the real McCoy, and now they meet again." And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.